Jim Prochniak. Jim, we wanted to connect with you a little bit on the Clay County, the alerts are going on, this new system. First of all, welcome to What's On Your Mind, sir. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great. Better than I deserve is maybe a way to put it. Thanks, Kevin.
You and me both, my friend. Well, so this replaces the old Code Red system, or how is this new thing going to work, and what's the benefits?
Yes, it does. I mean, the short version of this, the Code Red contract is coming up for expiration here in a couple of months.
Okay.
The emergency managers in both Cass and Clay County did a study, took a look at some of the other products that were out there, the benefits that they offer, the customer service that they offer. And quite frankly, you know, there are a number of counties, to include the state of North Dakota, that have made a change to the Everbridge powered system. And by the time we were done evaluating them, it clearly came out on top. And so we are making the move, and it's going to be referred to as Cass Clay Alerts.
So when you say the old Code Red system, new system, Cass Clay Alert, are these services provided to communities that have this infrastructure and this software in place, so to speak? Or what does that mean when Code Red, we don't want them, we want this other one?
Yeah, well, if I'm understanding the question, for Cass and Clay counties, the citizens essentially are already paying for this.
Okay.
It's a free service. And it's offered, obviously, for our responders to utilize to get out emergency messages through Red River Regional Dispatch, the dispatch center that serves both of those counties. It also serves as the capability of a weather alert, and you can kind of customize those weather alerts so that, you know, if you don't want it in the middle of the night, this is one of the new offerings with this system.
Oh, okay.
You can set quiet hours, or maybe you work night shift and you need that sleep during the day. You can set some of those quiet hours for weather alerts. Several other features, but I tell you what, it's a free service, and, you know, if there's something happening in your neighborhood, or, you know, say we need to do an evacuation for some reason,
right?
It's a great way to get that notification.
So a number of the reasons there you stated, plus other features, would be the reasons to change from Code Red to Cass Clay. Now, what about on the public side of it? If a citizen, let's say they subscribed or had got those Code Red alerts, do they have to sign up for Cass Clay alerts, or will they automatically be put into the Cass Clay alert system?
I appreciate that question. You know, when we did the initial news press conference, we want to make sure that the residents that are signed up for Code Red know that they have to re-register.
Okay.
And we've tried to make this as easy as possible. They can simply call our partner, First Link. They're gracious enough to help people enroll if they are not comfortable doing that. It takes less than 5 minutes. You can do it on a phone, on a laptop, on a desktop, on a pad, by simply searching CassClayAlerts.gov. If, like I said, though, if you are not comfortable with that, or you just prefer to speak with somebody, you can call 211, and First Link will assist you. They'll get your information. They'll enter it for you. They'll ask you a couple of different questions as far as what you want to be notified about, and they'll enroll you and take care of business that way.
Well, and anyone that's ever helped with a flood fight over the years knows about First Link, because they're almost always our coordinator in their office, and what they do is spectacular. I will give you a number, 701-293-6462. Their number is 701-293-6462. Is their direct line, or as Jim said there, we're talking, just dial 211. Pretty easy. We're talking with Jim Prochniak, who is the Cass Clay Emergency Manager, about our new Cass Clay Alert System. Now, I was signed up for the Code Red stuff, so now we found out you have to go in and either call First Link or get in touch with them. Make sure you have to separately register for this. Older devices is one thing that I remember. You know, if you got an older kind of a phone, there's some people, I mean, my buddy's dad still has a flip phone. If someone has an older phone, Jim, does the Cass Clay Alerts have the ability to make sure they work on those older phones too?
Absolutely, because you can go into the system, enter a number of different phone numbers. You can enter, and this is one of the features I want to highlight, you can enter a number of different addresses. So, for example, especially, you know, when we hear all this talk about COVID, say you're living in Cass and Clay County, and you have a father or mother or loved one that's in an assisted living center, you can enter that address as well in case there would be an emergency, and you can check in on mom and dad or loved one. If you wanted to enter your school address where your kids are going to school, your work address, obviously your residence would be your primary. So it gives you a lot of different features, and it follows the phone number as far as a text. It's a true text message. So it certainly has a bunch of features that our citizens should take advantage of.
Well, and from the press release, the new Cass Clay Alerts notification system, variety of events from severe weather, fires, floods, other emergencies, to more routine announcements like road closures, water utility maintenance, things like that. I would imagine it'd be a good thing to get signed up. And if you want to, if you go to CassClayAlerts.gov as well, so we've given you two different options. Get a hold of First Link at 211 or their phone number, or CassClayAlerts.gov is the website there. Jim, anything else we need to know about this in the new alert system?
No, we encourage people to certainly sign up. The drop date for Code Red will be September 1st. So we hope residents in Cass and Clay County will take advantage and sign up over the next month. And Kevin, your recap of all that, I couldn't have done it better myself. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir. I am a paid professional. Jim Brockniak, good to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
It sounds good. Thank you.
All right, partner. You bet. Bye.